Well, so happy to have joining me this morning on the wake-up call a couple of axe throwers. They left their weapons at the door and came into the padded room. Welcome, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
We've got Brandon and Kimberly Demon with us. And can we say world competitors in the axe-throwing world?
If you would like to put it at that, yeah.
You guys were across the pond to toss axes, weren't you?
Yes, we attended Worlds 2024 in Thirsk, England.
Okay, and what was that like? Is it different over there, or like more beer involved or anything, or no?
About the same amount as here. So.
It was an eye-opening experience. The caliber of throwing between the countries just grows every year.
Okay.
And compared to Worlds 2022 that was in Barrington, the caliber is just astronomical.
How long has the bull splitters been in existence?
The name Bull Splitters has been in existence since fall of 2024. We were originally under King Street Axe Throwers when we were down at the brewery.
Okay.
But we have since relocated to the Legion area in New Germany.
So now this weekend is kind of the wrap-up to the season, is it? Or is it just an event?
Just a fun tournament for throwers. You know, we like to throw outside. The weather is getting colder, but it gives an opportunity for other throwers to, throw outside. Others throw inside. So we kind of got a little bit of a disadvantage with weather playing into play. But, I mean, you go to any competition, you could literally be throwing anywhere.
Who came up with the idea? Like, is there a legend behind axe throwing? Did somebody get annoyed at somebody and they ended up, how did it all come to be? Do we know?
I would say Darren Hudson from down in Barrington.
Yeah.
He runs both Timber Lounges in Moncton and Dartmouth, and also runs the Wild Axe Park down in Barrington. So we've thrown with him multiple times, but there's nowhere in and around local for the local people to go. So why not have it in Lunenburg County?
New Germany Legion.
Yeah.
Tell us what this weekend is going to look like.
We have a competition actually starting at 10:30 on Saturday morning.
Okay.
Probably upwards of 40 throwers there from, well, the Maritime Provinces, really. There's a bunch coming down from New Brunswick, quite a few from Dartmouth and Barrington. So it's going to be a full day competition. There'll be lots of food and
we'd love to see the support from the community to come out and see some top-notch throwing and some world-class. We're going to have our ranked eighth women from Worlds 2024, and also going to have our Nations Cup champion, Brian Nickerson, there from the Canadian Open this year, as well as our top-ranked female throwers from Barrington, which is Susie Atwood and Felicia Townsend, second and third place in the Canadian Championships.
And this is a growing sport, isn't it?
It is.
So we've got opportunities are growing.
Travel opportunities, meet friends for a lifetime. It's great.
So if we do come up on Saturday, is there a cost?
There is no cost for this weekend. We are doing a donation for Mike Wilson's IWK Toy Drive, so we will have a donation bin there.
Toys or cash or whatever.
Toys, cash, gift cards. Yeah. Last year we did it, and we're trying to beat our score from last year.
What do we have to beat?
Last year we had $800 in monetary donations, plus probably about $500 in toys.
Oh, wow. So we got to beat the $1,300. Sounds like one of those events that you can't really describe it. You got to be there to see it.
That's exactly it.
If we wanted to learn more about the Bull Splitters, do you guys have a website that we can go to?
You can check us out on Facebook, Lunenburg County Bull Splitters, and all of our weekly league postings are there of everybody's scores. We throw every Friday night, and that's open to the public as well. And, you know, when our members are done throwing, if someone wants to come have a hand at it, we'll teach you how to do it. And it's nothing like hitting your first bullseye.
Well, I mean, nothing like throwing an axe when somebody's not yelling at you. I pity the poor bull. That was the reason for your name. why did you grab Bull Splitters?
play on words.
There's a lot of play on words when it comes to axe throwing or lumber sports.
I can just imagine. Probably not all G-rated either.
Not always, but, you know, we have a little bit of fun with it.
And is there a certain level of throwing ability to be classed as a thrower? You say there's 40 throwers coming this weekend. Do you have to, you know, throw so many times a week or have a certain score to be in that category?
Not at all.
No.
We welcome everybody.
Okay. Yeah.
If you're new to the sport, if you've been throwing for years in your backyard and just too shy to come out and throw in public.
Okay. Our very first competition, the first time we ever picked up an axe was 2018 for the Canadian Championships in Liverpool. And we showed up that morning, was handed a couple axes, and said, here you go.
Okay. So, and the rest is history.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Good luck with your event. I hope you beat that 1,300.
Thank you so much.
The Lunenburg County Bull Splitters Fall Axe Throwing League. They've got their event coming up this weekend at the New Germany Legion. Saturday kicks off 10:30, 11:00. And plan to drop by and check it out and take along a donation if you can.